Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Rappaport to the Rescue with award-winning animal advocate, best-selling author, journalist, and pet products creator, Jill Rappaport.
Hi, and welcome to this special edition of Rappaport to the Rescue. I'm Jill Rappaport. And I say special because we are taking time today to pay homage to the one and only legendary Robert Redford. And this one really hit me hard, I have to tell you. I woke up to a phone call from my sister telling me the news, which shocked me to my core. Yes, Robert Redford was 89 years old, but we hadn't heard of him having any health issues. But I had a very special relationship with him over the years. This man was truly incredible. And I can say, like I'm sure so many millions do, I loved Robert Redford. But I had the pleasure of getting to know him personally. First of all, through my job over the years, I interviewed him several times for so many of his wonderful films, and we always had an amazing connection. He was hilarious, and he just got me, and we always had so much fun together when I was interviewing him. They were just unbelievably candid, wonderful moments during those interviews. But then I had an opportunity to write a book with my sister and Wendy Wilkinson. And it was a book called People We Know, Horses They Love. And my sister, the incredible Linda Solomon, was the photographer for the book, did all the most amazing pictures from all over the country of just legends that we had. And Robert Redford was our cover boy. And I'll never forget getting to know him on a whole different level through the book. First of all, we went out to Utah, to Sundance, to do the photo shoot. And the cover is one of the most beautiful coffee table books, if I do say so myself. It was a New York Times bestseller. And on the cover, there's Redford with the golden hair sitting on his golden horse. Her name was Charm. She was a Palomino, beautiful, just like him. And he's like laughing, smiling, looking down. Well, he actually was looking at me in that particular photograph. And I'll never forget what he said while my sister was clicking away. And I'm literally down below in a sea of grass looking up at him. And he said, Jill, be very careful. There are snakes in the grass. And I said, well, Bob, if I die looking up at you, it's okay. And that was the laugh that was on the cover of the book. He was responding to my comment. Later in the evening, we had dinner together, and I did this whole wonderful interview for the book, and I gave him the release to sign. And without hesitation, he just signed it and didn't even read it. And then he looked up at me, and he said, wow, I probably should have read that, right? And I said, nah, don't worry about it. I am now going to be Mrs. Robert Redford, and I now own half of Sundance. And he cracked up and gave me the biggest hug. He was just hilarious. And I'll never forget the next day, I don't ski, but he encouraged me to go up on the chairlift with him. And I'm thinking, who's ever going to turn down that invitation, sitting in a chairlift with Robert Redford, right? My first time, we're going up the mountain, and I don't love heights. I ride horses, but I really don't love heights. And I'll never forget, I looked at him and I said, I'm so scared, I'm so nervous, and you should know when I get scared, I can't talk. And he looks at me, he goes, ooh, let's keep you scared then. He then took those arms and wrapped them around me and held me so tight to the top of the mountain. You want to talk about memorable experiences? He was so funny, and he would send me Christmas cards every year. He left me one of the most beautiful messages, I'll never forget it, on my machine when he agreed to do the interview for the book. And it was really personal, wonderful, that he was fond of me and he trusted I would do a great job and I was a very good journalist, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, this is the most incredible thing. And back then, answering machines, hello, I saved it. And well, we had a power outage. And you know, if you ever had an answering machine, if you ever lost power, it would literally take out everything and rewind and erase all the messages. I lost my Robert Redford message. And I remember telling him about that. And I used to say, would you mind calling me again? And can you remember exactly what you said to say the same thing to me again? He had the best sense of humor. He was just the most wonderful man. He was one of the first outspoken environmentalists. He truly cared and lived for the health of our planet. He absolutely adored and was so concerned about our animals. He loved horses. He loved dogs. He was just so committed to making this planet a better, safer, healthier place for our generation and the generations to come. And I was so obsessed with him. I have to tell you, I named my Palomino Sundance. If you ring my phone, and Mark, you know this, Mark Winter, the founder of Pet Life Radio, my phone ring is The Way We Were. He left such an indelible mark on me. He was just amazing, not to mention drop-dead gorgeous. There isn't a woman I know that doesn't dream and fantasize about being able to take that blonde coif of hair and run your finger through it the way Barbara Streisand did in The Way We Were. Just everything about him, all of his movies, his character, his personality, he will be so deeply missed. And I'm really going to miss that beautiful Christmas card he would send me every year. So, Bob, this show is dedicated to you today, to all of the amazing things you have done in your life and how everywhere everyone is thinking about you today and your legacy. And I am so blessed to have known you and spent time with you. What a gift. Wow. When we come back, we will be talking to Netta DeMaio, who is the president and founder of Return to Freedom, an organization that is working diligently to save our wild horses and burros. And Robert Redford was very involved with it. Stay tuned.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rappaport to the Rescue on this really sad day. Just losing Robert Redford shook me to my core. You heard all my memories and my incredible moments with him at the top of the show. And now I'm so honored to have just an incredible lady, Netta DeMaio, who is, as I mentioned, the founder and president of Return to Freedom. She has devoted the last 20 years of her life to saving our wild horses and burros. And she connected with Robert Redford in the most special way. Netta, I know you're feeling it just like I am today. This is really just so sad.
Yeah, thank you for, you know, calling me this morning. You were one of the first texts I got woken up by everyone mourning around the country. It's unbelievable. And it's hard to talk because whether you knew him personally or not, he just was so special as a human being in how he shared his vision, how he manifested his visions and inspired people about creativity in the West and all kinds of, you know, all kinds of things. He was just such an iconic inspiration and totally irreplaceable.
Yeah,
I'm struggling this morning.
I know. It really is, because for those of us that were lucky enough to have had a relationship with him, above just being super fans from his incredible movies. And it's so funny, when I was talking about him, Ned, at the top, yeah, I mentioned The Way We Were because every woman can relate to the scene of the hair and how his beauty physically, but it's really so much more about his character and his work off screen that left the mark on me. And I know when you met him, he was one of the first to jump in and help you. And I believe he's on your board.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for a long time, he would let us, you know, if we were writing letters to Congress or doing advocacy work, he always would lend his name, and that was wonderful. And working with Donna Kale at the office was always a pleasure, just being able to leverage his name for letters to congressmen and women and senators and whatnot on the issue to help wild horses. But in, it must have been 2014 when he called me and just completely shocked me. And it was just such an uplifting experience to actually come into his orbit and really, you know, be welcomed, and him saying, look, I want to help more. And in that introduction, as you know, happened through a mutual friend of ours, Andre Eastman, who is an amazing woman and dog and animal and horse advocate. She's done so much, and she's too sad today. I asked her if she wanted to jump on the podcast, but she, you know, she's mourning, obviously. They're very old friends. And her story is so funny, how she was out in the middle of a lake on a boat in Alaska. And she gets a phone call and she can't hear it very well. She goes, Who is this? And he goes, It's Bob Redford. And she goes, oh my God, I'm on a boat in the middle of Alaska. And then he said, you know, I am besieged with requests to help and to be involved with various entities and organizations to help the horses. And I know that, you know, who should I call? So of course she said, well, you need to call Meta. So that was just an honor. And it was just something I'm going to cry. I'm so grateful for that introduction, and from someone I care about, Andrea Eastman, and all the wonderful work she's done for animals. And then Bob just called me, and, you know, he was just a light that just entered, and we all were so uplifted by him, you know, aligning with Return to Freedom. And he wanted to be on the board, and he just said, I'm busy. I know you're going to know it. You know I'm busy. Just leverage my name whenever you can, and I'll do what I can to help, and I'll be available when I can.
It says so much about you and your organization that Bob wanted to be part of it and the work that you do. And I remember when we were doing the book, he was so thrilled to know that you were also going to be in the book, a chapter on what you do. And it really was so important to him to save the wild Mustangs and the burros. This was at the core of his being, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to really, I was thinking about it this morning to see where he begins and where the West starts and where he, you know, he's so emblematic of just everything we love about the West. And he loves horses, wild and domestic, as you know. And I think he just felt like he wanted to do what he could. And everyone expects so much of luminaries, like they're going to save them all. You know, we've all found over the years that it just doesn't work like that. But to have him as a champion certainly infused the issue with a positivity and an iconic acknowledgement that only he could do. I can't say enough about him, the person that I met, and just how much fun it was to meet him and to cross paths. And, you know, he called me that day and he just said, hey, Netta, it's Bob Redford. I'm like, what? So we met down in Santa Monica for brunch or something somewhere, and I'm waiting, and he comes in all sweaty. He'd been jogging, and I hear this guy go, finally, at last, we meet. And I look up, and he's standing there smiling and sweating and had just been jogging. And I popped up and hugged him, and he grabbed me by the face so lovingly and said, come on, and gave me a big kiss. And we just sat down and we talked for like 4 hours. And it was so fun because I felt like we knew each other forever, and like he got me.
Well, it's so interesting that you say he got me. That's exactly the words I used at the top of the podcast. He got
me.
He did not want to talk about himself. He wanted to learn about you. He made you feel like you were the most important person in the world in the room at that moment. And I was so struck by that.
Yeah, simple, ordinary human being.
The world without him is definitely
a
much sadder place. And we should only be grateful that we did get to know him. And he made such a difference, not only in your life, but your wonderful organization. He really raised awareness for what you're trying to do for the wild horses and burros. So again, another thing that he did to truly save lives. So thank you so much, Netta.
Thank you, Jill. And I know we share that love for him. So I'm so sorry for our loss and everyone's loss today.
And if you want to do a good thing in honor of Bob, you know it was all about animals and the planet. So please look up Return to Freedom and donate. Bob would love it. Do it in his memory today. This is something that would make him smile, that big, beautiful smile, knowing that his passing made you do something.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
All right. And thank you, Netta. And thank you all for listening to this bittersweet edition of Rappaport to the Rescue, paying homage to the one and only, truly the one and only, Robert Redford.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.